News, the All Arizona Daily Download. The top five local stories of the day. Number five.
Ducey supports Sanctuary City Plan.
Yeah, yesterday with Mac and Gatos, for his monthly exclusive interview, the governor was in studio, and we asked him about the president's plan for sanctuary cities. And that plan that we've talked about the last few days is, how about, you know, Central Americans who come over the border in Arizona not be sent somewhere inside Arizona? How about sending them to San Francisco or Chicago, sanctuary cities? And the governor likes Trump's plan.
Phoenix has got more than its fair share of the burden. Right. So does Tucson. So does Yuma. I don't have any problem with other cities taking up a part of the burden. Mm-hmm. I think that's fine. What I don't want to do is use politics to solve what is a real policy issue.
You know, and I've talked about this, other cities should be helping out. We should not have over 24,000 people since December dropped right in the middle of Arizona. And the other states and cities aren't helping with this problem.
But other cities and states aren't right next to the border either. I mean, I can't see Kansas saying, go ahead and bus them to our, you know, to Topeka either. And I think the governor is... I wish the governor was right, but unfortunately, I don't think he's right. It's always going to be politics. The way this president acts right. And the way this Congress acts, he could say the sun is out today, and somebody will say it's political, the sun is not out. Unfortunately, that's the time we live in right now.
Mac and Gatos, the number four local story on the All Arizona Daily Download.
One loser complains about another loser.
What is that?
Don Shooter is an ex-lawmaker.
Mm-hmm.
He's the guy that was, you know, he was harassing women for years at the Capitol.
Sexually.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the other loser is David Stringer. It wasn't bad enough that he was a racist. Then he, of course, we found out, pedophile.
Right.
Okay. So one loser is complaining about another loser. Don Shooter is complaining that the Arizona legislature treated David Stringer more fairly.
Oh, God.
Both are out, and you've got one loser saying the other loser was treated better.
Wait a minute. Okay, so Shooter filed a complaint. The harasser filed a complaint with the House and Senate Ethics Committee alleging the process used to expel him was rigged. Wait a minute. On the morning of the morning that they were going to meet, you were not going to be expelled. J.D. Mesnard was not going to expel you, but you did something said J.D. Mesnard said, I can't anymore.
You're right. Remember the day before we had Mesnard on?
Yes.
And I told him, I go, you're doing the wrong thing.
Right.
You need to expel him before he screws you over. And not even 24 hours later, he screwed Mesnard over.
Right. Oh, Don Shooter.
Oh, Don Shooter.
Jerk. Jeez.
You awful man.
Yes.
Number three.
Lost and found in Country Thunder.
Yeah, Becky Lynn is looking for her driver's license.
No, wait. She's looking for her single brown boot.
Oh, that too.
Yeah.
My social security card, my credit card.
All these things that we're mentioning are what is in the lost and found at Country Thunder.
Where are my pants?
I can understand. Okay, I can understand pants. I can maybe understand. It's Country Thunder, man. Everybody gets wild. I can understand leaving a cell phone, but wait a minute. One boot? How do you leave with just one boot?
Oh, I can tell you. Now, that's a good party.
Well, that's why I could understand the pants, but just one boot. Wouldn't you say, hey, wait a minute, I'm limping, and put the other boot on?
You're so drunk, you don't know you only have one boot on.
Or just take, like my two-year-old now does this all the time.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't take one shoe off. He has to take both shoes and socks off no matter where we are. He just doesn't take one off and run around. He knows to take both of them off. Right.
Even a two-year-old knows that.
Right. How do you not get one boot off?
Why are you doing the show with a sock over your shoe?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Oh, gee. Well, my two-year-old dressed me. My two-year-old dressed me today.
So Country Thunder 2019, the lost and found was pretty interesting. Cell phones, driver's license, keys, a social security card, and a single brown boot.
Single brown boot.
Yeah.
Weirdest thing you ever lost at a concert, Becky Lynn?
Single brown boot, oddly enough.
Oh,
really?
Oh,
that's fantastic.
Mac Mack and Gatos, the number two local story on the All Arizona Daily Download.
Deported dad returns to Mesa.
Yeah, a husband of a U.S. soldier who was killed in Afghanistan in 2010. He was deported back to Mexico. His name is Jose Gonzalez Carranza. Mm-hmm. And it's a tragedy what happened. His wife was serving in Afghanistan. She was killed in serving her country.
Right.
So he technically is not supposed to be able to be deported yet. Mm-hmm. ICE picked him up on a traffic stop, and he was in Mexico.
Yeah, Gonzalez was granted something they call parole in place. And that's typically granted to certain family members of military personnel. So it allows immigrants in the country illegally to remain in the U.S. without the threat of deportation. I don't know how this happened. When Gonzalez came to the U.S. illegally in 2004, he was a teenager. He married his wife, Barbara, in 07. The two had a daughter together, and she was killed in Afghanistan by insurgents in 2010. This guy absolutely deserves to stay here.
Yeah. I mean, by our own laws, he's supposed to stay here. So was this a technical glitch or a clerical error? Or
I don't know. Is this another
round them up, they all got to go thing?
No, I don't necessarily think it was that. I think that paperwork was either sent to this guy and he didn't look at it and he didn't sign it or he didn't toss it away or he never got it. But this guy does deserve to stay here. His wife served the country.
Number one.
Gas prices hit $3 a gallon.
Yeah. Yeah, big boo. Arizona's average gas price on Monday, $2.97, about 23 cents higher than this time last year. Guess what? We've got $3 a gallon now.
Gas prices are up about, 8 cents a gallon?
Hold on
a second. What is that? What
is this guy
say?
From Canada?
Yeah, it sounds like what?
Gas prices are up about...
I can't play
Wait a minute. Is this a Canadian story or is this Arizona?
Pablo, what kind of audio are you giving me today?
Probably something from Toronto.
Pablo, I forbid you to give me audio ever again.
Gas prices are up about, 8 cents a gallon since last week and probably about 40 cents a gallon since last month. And we're about 19 cents a gallon higher than we were this time last year. So people have good reason to be concerned.
There were three of boots there.
Hey. Yeah.
Three of boots.
Definitely.
Come on.
So I'm going to go home and drink a Molson, eh?
So, I didn't even hear what he said.
I was going to say, did you even hear what man said? You got so stuck on that.
He said they were something.
Gas prices are up about, 8 cents a gallon.
Okay, 8 cents a gallon. Hold on.
Since last week and probably about 40 cents a gallon since last month.
40 cents a gallon since last month.
Yeah. And we're about 19 cents a gallon higher than we were this time last year.
So, unfortunately, what we're dealing with is Arizona has some of the highest gas prices right now in the country.
This guy's got a deep voice.
Gas prices are up about...
He's not Cliff Kingsbury, though.
Nobody's Cliff Kingsbury. Did you hear him speaking today?
No.
Oh, we got to get some audio of Cliff. It's fantastic.
Boom.